the time. Join the morning show.
Player.
Yeah, man.
Donnell Rollins is in the Red Velvet Cake Studios.
Ashley Larry. I'm rich.
I won't say it because I know there are rules where I can't end that sentence.
You remember Dave Chappelle's bit where Ashley Larry?
Yeah.
Well, that's Donnell Rollins.
Did
it stick, man?
It stuck.
Huh?
It stuck so bad. I had to talk to my entertainment lawyer. I was like, "Can we get copyrights on that?" you got the United Negro College Fund. I got the United Negro Lotion Fund. Because ash is a terrible thing to waste. I'm going city by city, and we're going to fix this problem.
How is it you've never been a part of the J. Anthony Brown and Tom Joyner Ash Parade?
I don't know. Really?
What is the head guy, the commandeer? What is that guy called?
The Grand Marshal.
I think I got Grand Marshal. I got Ash, but I can be Grand Marshal.
We might make it Grand Marshal because it's coming up.
I'm excited about it.
Right after Thanksgiving is when we do the parade. After the Macy's parade.
When I heard about it, I was like, how did I miss that? You know, people would have called in. They should have requested me to come to that.
To the Ash Parade.
Yeah.
Well, did you lotion up? Let me see. Elbows up?
I got a little bit. Elbows.
Okay.
Whoa. I'm good.
He's good.
Knees?
The knees are good,
calves?
Too. I think we're going to stop right there, all right? That sounds like you about to get me with the Jerry Sandusky charm. You like shirt knees? All right, just your belt. Just loosen up, Donnell. Your first time here, we're going to make this easy. You're voting for Barack this year, right?
You stay in touch with Dave Chappelle?
I haven't. I ran into him maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah.
We were in San Francisco. It was just like one of those freaky things that happened. But we haven't really stayed in touch after the show.
Oh, wow. That's been a long time, too.
It's unfortunate because, I mean, whenever I go, people, they act like they're concerned about me first. Like the first 3 minutes of conversation.
Yeah.
How you doing, Donnell Rollins? How your mama doing? Everybody okay? You talk to Dave lately, man? I'm like, you could have just opened up with that. But it's unfortunate. He's not doing the show. People always ask me, I'm upset. But in this business, you need a platform for people to see what you do. So it gave me a great platform.
Yeah.
You know, people got to see what I do. People can see that I'm really ashy. And I just take it. I take it and try to move it on to something bigger, man. You know?
Who's your candidate for?
Who's on your shirt? You know what? I'm excited.
You like this shirt? That's a nice one, huh?
You know what I like about the shirt? You still rocking your Barack shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And some people, Barack supporters on the low. You know what I mean? Like, come here, let me show you something. They open their shirt. Look, it's a Barack shirt. And they close it back up. No, but you are representing.
Every day.
I'm 100% Barack. There's some people out here, and I'm going to be honest, white people that would try to make you feel uncomfortable about your love for our president. Like, when he was running the first time, people would come up to me, so Darnell. That's the voice that they use.
Yeah.
So, Darnell, you mean to tell me you're going to vote for Barack just because he's black? And I look him right in the face and say, yep. That's the only reason I need. But what is he good at? Basketball. I don't care. If he's black, I'm going to vote for him. And I'm definitely a 100% Barack supporter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he came back after on the debate.
Yeah.
Because black people, we have a party for anything. We was having debate parties. Like, people was cooking. Like, y'all, it was like Thanksgiving. Y'all, we started cooking yesterday. Y'all going to be ready that first one? It was so much leftover food. You know, people like, man, I don't even want no plate, man. People putting aluminum foil back and everything, right? This Tuesday, he came back, man. It wasn't no food. People were selling dinners, you know? But I'm excited he came back. People said they thought it was an old rope-a-dope, like the move Muhammad Ali did.
Yeah.
But what I thought happened, and this is what I think, Barack Obama, it was his 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that he started the celebration.
A little early.
A little early.
And he was whipped.
You know, he's not a young dude. You know what I'm saying? One and done. You know what I mean?
And he needed it now.
Yeah, he needed it now. He needed it now.
His recovery time's a little off.
He was so off. He was looking like, Michelle, I don't know. Why you putting on me like that, girl? You know, I got to go do this damn debate. And, you know, he looked like he was weak at his knees. He looked like his knees was weak. That's what happened. But this time he did like Tyson. He probably didn't even see Michelle like 3 weeks before this last one, right? He went to the Catskills. He was chopping wood. You know what I'm saying? Like eating raw eggs. He was like, Michelle, I can't see you. Tell Sasha Malay I said, what's up? I got to win this one. And he came out swinging. And I know he loves his wife. And my problem I have, the debate, when you go, you have the eye of the tiger when you're ready for that.
Yeah.
You ready to kill. And I know he loves his wife, but I don't think it was a good idea to shout your wife out. the first 2 seconds. You know what I mean? I don't think you want America to feel for our president like, aw, that was so sweet. Not for a debate. That's like, you don't want Tyson to feel that way.
Right.
What he should have done, he was should have saved it for the second debate. Mm-hmm. And when he closed, like, he closed out hard on this one. Jay, you know how it is when you get your last bit going, right? And you like, I'm about to drop this mic. They ain't going to be ready. That's what he just, right at the end of it, he should have said, 47%, shout out to Michelle. Happy 20. I see you when I get home. Shout out to Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? He should have just went off, man.
You know? Monday night, the foreign policy debate.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
All he got to do is say, I shot Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, why people try to act like that's not a big deal?
And just walk
the most red, Chom, the most redneck people in our, you know, they would have spent billions and trillions just to find this dude. You know what I'm saying? When Bush was in office, they tried everything. He fabricated a war. He tried to get him, right? Barack get him. He didn't even send a whole army. Six people. Six people. And two cans of tuna fish. That's what they ate. Six people. Pop, pop. Bin Laden is dead.
Nardell Rollins.
The Arlington Improv.
We'll see you back for the Ash Parade.
I definitely will.
We're going to make you the Grand Marshal.
I'm the Grand Ash Marshal. Ash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.